256, but this is the person that led James Hilton to write that story. Then, there's in 1967 or 68, there was a remake of that movie. It was a color version. If you haven't seen that, it was called Shangri-La. I'd urge you to see that. Then in eastern Pakistan, there's a group of people called the Hunzas, and these people are very famous for longevity, 120 to 104. And if you've been in alternative health for any length of time, you've heard their name at least. Then in what is now Western Russia, it used to be the Soviet Union, the Russian Georgians were made famous during the 70s by Dan and Yogurt. You remember the old Crimea War veterans, they'd get their uniform on, they'd hold a saber up, and they would get a cup of Dan and Yogurt and smile a lot, and you're supposed to make the mental leap that it was the Dan and Yogurt that made them live to be 120.
Even though they are products of a school system that is attempting to categorize them and jump them around with bells and subjects, etc., they know better. And they have not been bred out of their remembering. Leave the body, leave it though, just sitting that way, and take your consciousness upward. Feel yourself hovering above the body. Feel yourself very aware that you are outside of your body. You are free. The body is being energized. And you are going to travel. In the center of the room, there has now appeared great beams of light. And you are drawn to these beams of light. They are blue in color. And you feel yourself being pulled to them. It's a very pleasant experience. And as you go to these blue beams of light, you are drawn upward in the most gentlest of fashions. And it seems as if warm air is pulling you upward. And as you move, you see sparkling energy around you. and you see your fellow travelers, those who also are within this room moving upward with you, and you move out into the night. You are still enclosed with this warm energy. You move very, very, very far into the night. And as you look around you, it seems that the stars have lowered themselves this evening, and that they are making new forms of constellations. Move upward further and further, and you see that the earth is a grand ball of light far below you, and that what you thought were stars were indeed the bottom of glowing disks. Now each one of you is going to go to a separate disk, and your light will take you there, the blue light that is bringing you upward. And you are still warm, and you are still softly being moved. You come to the bottom of one of these disks that are perhaps 100 of your feet in diameter. And there's a portal that is open, and you are moved upward. You are each having your separate meetings this evening. You come inside, and you see that you are standing on a luminescent floor, and before you stand two entities. They extend a welcome to you. And you are handed something to drink. Accept this gift and feel the warmth of energy enter your body as you drink the liquid.
Coming over to me with a new newspaper from Portland, I think it was, called The Avatar. And I walk down the street and somebody comes over and says, "Hey, look at this new newspaper from Boston. It's called The Avatar."
Thank you. And for a person who cannot contain it, it's like putting 1,000,000 volts through your electric shaver.
Very interesting stories.
Credibility?
Actual credibility. Now, we have to get some context here. We have had going on recently a meteor shower, the Geminid meteor shower, and some of your listeners may indeed have seen meteors in the sky recently.
Yes, yes.
But alongside that, there have been an awful lot of reports of large luminous objects, fireballs perhaps, oftentimes of unusual colors, such as orange or green. These have been sighted all over the world. There have been a concentration of them, for example, in Australia, but we're getting quite a few of these reports from the United States recently. And not long ago, there was a number of these reports were occurred right in the vicinity where the TWA 800 jet blew up some months ago.
Yes.
And on November the 16th, there were several of these events which occurred and actually caused the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to close one of the busy corridors in and out of JFK Airport because several...
So, just how does this transliminal process work? Well, when a transliminal tape is created, the message and foreground are encrypted together using the transliminal processing computer so that a camouflage effect is created to hide the message when it's listened to in a stereo mode.
A word then, for I will conquer it. The word final. Superior to all, subtle, sent up. What is it? I listen. Are you whispering it and have been all the time? You see waves. Is that it from your liquid rims and wet sands? Where to answering? The sea, delaying not, hurrying not. Whispered me through the night, and very plainly before daybreak, lisped to me the low and delicious word, death. And again, death, 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 hissing melodious. Neither like the bird, nor like my aroused child's heart, but edging near as privately for me, rustling at my feet, creeping then steadily up to my ears, and laving me softly all over, death, 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 death. Which I do not forget, but fuse the song of my dusky demon and brother that he sang to me in the moonlight on Pormenok's gray beach with the 1,000 responsive songs at random, my own songs awaked from that hour. And with them, the key, the word up from the waves, the word of the sweetest song and all songs, that strong and delicious word which creeping to my feet, or like some old crone rocking the cradle swathed in sweet garments bending aside, the sea whispered me.
Thank you.
get it. I'm sure it sucks. All these movies suck.
There's so much magic in the world. So much beauty.
America's top critics agree. The Flower That Drank the Moon is
Let's
one of the best
here.
Films
this
of the year.
Sick.
Musician to another.
I used to be the organist.
Right, I was the organist at Johnny Coleman show. When you and I, the sermon that you did out there, Principles of Forgiveness. So.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Keep up the good work.
I sure will. I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Brother.
Brother. How you say that?
Kamau Umiyah.
Kamau Umiyah. Very honored.
Be in peace, brother.
And the same to you.
Long life.
Thank you.
How you feel?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you, my sister?
Thank you for your presence on the earth. Thank you for your courage. And would you please sign my program for me?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a friend? Your first name, Rita.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
This is Belinda, she's the director of operations. It's very, very helpful.
Very happy to.
It was my pleasure to meet you, sir, and I'd like to say we really appreciate Brother Tyrone's help the other day.
I heard.
We had some elderly people who were caught with chairs, and these people assisted us in getting some. So I want you to know we really appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I hope everything went well tonight.
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. I did the best I could, but I hope so.
Well, my pleasure to meet you, sir, and I'm very glad you're here.
Thank you,
Sister.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
My sister.
Thank you, madam.
Yes.
Did it go well?
Yeah. It was just a long day, but it turned out okay.
Don't worry.
I'm not.
It all works out well in the end. Even the most negative experiences have good at the end of it.
Yeah, well,
if
this
we
was
keep
cool.
a positive attitude.
Yeah.
God
Take
bless you.
Care.
All right.
I just need you to
get out
of
How you doing, my brother?
Fine.
Your first name, sir?
Lester. L-E-S-T-O.
Thank you.
It's Black history, I gotta have. Yes, beautiful. Yes, appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, too.
It's always a pleasure meeting you.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Did you read today?
Yes, I did.
He's wearing beat up clothes. I don't know if you had showered that day. You and your girlfriend showed up.
Wait, but this is Howard Stern talking, right? The guy
looks I'm just telling
like
you
hasn't showered in 10 years.
Yeah, but I shower every day.
Oh, but you don't look it.
I take him out to dinner. I pay for dinner. Yeah. I take him out to dinner. Him
I don't know why you're paying for dinner.
You know, you're talking about a dinner we had 5 years ago.
Him and his girlfriend.
You paid for it.
Him and his, no, it doesn't irk me. I was more than happy to do it. Him and his girlfriend sit there and make out the whole time. I'm bored out of my mind. Hey, I'm happy for her. I wish I was there making out with a young girl. But
you're there with your
wife. I know.
Thank you.
some records I will pay serious money for, provided that they're a sincere B+. Other than that, I just prefer to have them on CD.
But CDs will never have the presence of an original 78.
Wrong! A digital transfer adequately mastered will sound identical to the original. Do you have a decent equalizer?
I have Eclipse 2B3.
Well, obviously the problem. You expect a 10-band equalizer to impart state-of-the-art sound, dream a little dream. It's never going to happen.
I totally hate you.
Oh, come on. This is a fun party.
Chris Ken Hawkins, this orchestra, the other.
That's nice, but no.
Golden Wedding?
Oh, I know that.
What do you have? That's excellent.
What's the story with the two cheerleaders over there?
They're Seymours.
Seymour? No. You gotta be kidding me.
Don't worry about it. I lived with a guy for 5 years, he's not getting any. Neither are you.
Hey, you know what? Listen to me, Joe. All right? Let me tell you something, Joe. Okay? You can't score a home run without swinging the bat. All right? Physically impossible.
Right.
Watch and learn, Padre. Go ahead. There's a seat right there. Hey, mind if I sit down?
Yes.
Oh, man. That was cold. No, you're all right. You're pretty sharp. Hey, you're wearing a green dress. What are you, Irish? I bet you're Irish. What's your name?
Melora.
Melora. So listen to me, Melora. No, let me tell you something. You seem like an interesting chick, you know? What are you doing hanging here with all these losers? You know, I mean, what do you say you and me go hit some night spots?
Well, Melora, I'll be right back. I'm going to get a beer. No, Enid. Wait.
Hey, that's all right.
It has a large center hole and a hair crack.
But the crack is so tight, it's completely inaudible.
But a tight hair crack is just that, a crack. I don't collect cracked records. I only pay premium on mint records. Seymour, you know that. Please.
So what was all that about enlarged holes and tight cracks?
I desire. So I got that one handled. What's an age? Yeah, it's not quite that simple. Yeah, we get questions from people. A lot of times they are admittedly younger people, in their 20s or their early 30s. But even beyond that, we sporadically get it from older people, and that is, what should I do for my career? And we answer generally by saying, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know. What should I do? I don't want to head in the wrong direction. There's no desire there. There's no desire to accomplish something. No desire to have anything. Although, yes, I desire a career. In what? I don't know. Anything, just tell me. We had one person tell us, what should I do for a career? We ask, rather, they ask. We said, what do you want to do? I don't know. I'm very creative. I'm extremely creative. I just don't know which area to put my creativity in. Should I paint? Or should I write? Or should I make music? Or should I become a craftsperson? I don't know what to do. I know I'm very creative at whatever I do. I just don't know what to do. No desire. Just the better than of creativity. Somebody told them somewhere, you're very creative. Probably they went to some psychic that couldn't think of anything else to say to them. That happens, you know, that happens on occasion. We went, one long time ago, we went to a little place in the south, and there had been somebody through, maybe 3 months or 4 months before, etc. And they had told all these discontented wives that not to worry, their husband was going to die in a year or 2 years or so. Oh, they were pleased, they were happy. Oh, great, don't have to go through the complication of divorce, etc. I can now make my affair public, etc. And then when we would talk to them, is he really going to die? No. Yeah. Over and over again. But finally this person comes through with an easy answer. What do? I don't love my husband and I'm in love with so-and-so. Don't worry about it, he'll die shortly. And we'd say, no, we don't say, are you sure? Could you look again? You might be wrong, you know. Yes, that's so. But often in this sanctuary, this kind of, what should I do with my life? You're very creative. But that's not a desire. You need desire, specific desire. I want to be loving. Okay, if you know what loving is, which means running the gamut from caring to giving. And therefore, your desire isn't just to be loving in a labeling sense, but it's specific. I want to be a caring person. All the way down to I want to be a giving person. With the commitment and with the intimacy that is involved in that caring to giving.
Why'd you put a max on his body?
You didn't tell him how it works?
He's a trainee. He doesn't need to know initial cell limits.
Make sure he shows you the ropes, kid. He's too busy calling his bookie. Fucking Hebrews always looking out for themselves and never the trainees.
Hey, why don't you go back to Little Italy?
Why don't you go make me a latke trader, boy? Abrams, put me up on the board. The reason I capped him is in case he's the piker. See, we're going to go ahead and front the money for this sale. And if he doesn't send a check, I'm the one holding the bag. Follow me?
Right.
Last commission month, a kid on Jim's team wrote $1 million ticket. Stock was down 3.5 points by settlement. Fucking kid took $250,000 hit.
Yeah.
You know how much that hurts?
From pent-up aching rivers. From pent-up aching rivers, from that of myself without which I were nothing, from what I am determined to make illustrious even if I stand sole among men, from my own voice resonant, singing the phallus, singing the song of procreation, singing the need of superb children and therein superb grown people, singing the muscular urge and the blending, singing the bedfellow's song. O resistless yearning, O for any and each the body correlative attracting. O for you, whoever you are, your correlative body. O it, more than all else, you delighting. From the hungry gnaw that eats me night and day, from native moments, from bashful pains, singing them, seeking something yet unfound, though I have diligently sought it many a long year, singing the true song of the soul, fitful at random, renascent with grossest nature or among animals. Of that, of them and what goes with them, my poems informing, of the smell of apples and lemons, of the pairing of birds, of the wet of woods, of the lapping of waves, of the mad pushes of waves upon the land, I them chanting, the overture lightly sounding, the strain anticipating, the welcome nearness, the sight of the perfect body, the swimmer swimming naked in the bath or motionless on his back lying and floating, the female form approaching, eye pensive, love flesh tremulous, aching, the divine list for myself or you or for anyone making, the face, the limbs, the index from head to foot and what it arouses, the mystic deliria, the madness amorous, the utter abandonment. Hark close and still what I now whisper to you. I love you. Oh, you entirely possess me.
Demands on my head, man. I know you're seen. Don't think I don't. I'm not stupid.
Open line. 5. Thank you, 1 to 5.
Are on, which we don't think they are, or there's a power source coming from within the field, and you're very well right. Maybe it's coming from the power that we're injecting at other times into the field ourselves and not from another universe. Who knows?
Oof. The transcendental world and is never seen again. And he's made a mistake from the standpoint of Buddhism, because from the standpoint of Buddhism, there is no fundamental difference between the transcendental world and this everyday world. The bodhisattva, you see, who doesn't go off into a nirvana and stay there forever and ever, but comes back and lives ordinary everyday life to help other beings to see through it too. He doesn't come back because he feels he has some sort of solemn duty to help mankind and all that kind of pious cant.
He comes back because he sees the two worlds the same. He sees all other beings as Buddhists. He sees them, to use the phrase of G.K.
Everyday life, incidentally. You shouldn't forget to mention the soft facts, the many of them. But in the hard fact, as they say, what we mean, the world as seen in an ordinary everyday state of consciousness. To find out that that is really no different from the world of supreme ecstasy. Well, it's rather like this. Let's suppose, as so often happens, you think of ecstasy as insight, as seeing light. There's a Zen poem which says, a sudden crash of thunder, the mind doors burst open, and there sits the ordinary old man. See, there's a sudden vision, Satori, breaking, wowie! And the doors of the mind are blown apart. And there sits the ordinary old man. That's just little you, you know. Lightning flashes, sparks shower. In one blink of your eyes, you've missed seeing. Why? Because here is the light. The light, the light, the light. Every mystic in the world has...
Tokyo chain style, 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 Tokyo chain style,
do not do any more black shoe in which I have lived like a foot for 30 years, poor and white, barely daring to breathe or chew. Daddy, I have had to kill you. You died before I had time, marble heavy, a bag full of God, ghastly statue with one gray toe big as a Frisco seal, and a head in the freakish Atlantic, where it pours bean green over blue in the waters off beautiful Nauset. I used to pray to recover you, ach du, in the German tongue in the Polish town, scraped flat by the roller of wars, wars, wars. But the name of the town is common. My Polack friend says there are a dozen or two. So I never could tell where you put your foot, your root. I never could talk to you. The tongue stuck in my jaw. It stuck in a barbed wire snare. Ich, 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 ich. I could hardly speak. I thought every German was you. And the language obscene, an engine, chuffing me off like a Jew. A Jew to Dachau, Auschwitz, Belsen. I began to talk like a Jew. I think I may well be a Jew. The snows of the Tyrol, the clear beer of Vienna, are not very pure or true. With my gypsy ancestress and my weird luck, and my tarok pack and my tarok pack, I may be a bit of a Jew. I have always been scared of you, with your Luftwaffe, your gobbledygoo, and your neat mustache, and your Aryan eye, bright blue. Panzerman, Panzerman, oh you, not God, but a swastika, so black no sky could squeak through. Fascist, the boot in the face, heart of a brute like you. You stand at the blackboard, Daddy, and the picture I have of you, a cleft in your chin instead of your foot. But no less a devil for that, no, not any less the black man who bit my pretty red heart in two. I was 10 when they buried you. At 20, I tried to die and get back, back, back to you. I thought even the bones would do. But they pulled me out of the sack and they stuck me together with glue. And then I knew what to do. I made a model of you, a man in black with a Mein Kampf look and a love of the rack and the screw, and I said, I do, I do. So, Daddy, I'm finally through. The black telephone's off at the root, the voices just can't worm through. If I've killed one man, I've killed two. The vampire who said he was you and drank my blood for a year, 7 years if you want to know. Daddy, you can lie back now. There's a stake in your fat black heart, and the villagers never liked you. They are dancing and stamping on you. They always knew it was you. Daddy, Daddy, you bastard, I'm through.
This is an excerpt from Shit, Piss, Blood, Pus, and Brains.
Look at all these cranes.
Hey, okay, can we go?
This is a total riot.
WZBC. Creeping along like the wagon trains that founded this great concept. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Ground into it. Newton, Massachusetts. FM. Just suck dry. All hope gone now. The very worst thing. Talk about ground zero. Very ugly now. Ugliness standing proud. Metaphysics.com for audio capture, MP3s. You can stream them and download, or just stream them, or just download and go right by it. In this crazy mixed up world. So crazy and mixed up now, you can't even get homogeneity anymore. Forget homoerogenous. And just plain homo is homogeneity incarnate. So where else is there to go? I don't think there is anywhere else to go around here. And if you can get there from here, you've done well. WZBC.org, streaming audio of this. Studio475.com. Offline this week, thanks to the telco of our drop into ghoulish hell as we try to get by on sperm alone. I don't think that's going to work, but there's plenty of it. And it's always eager. Verizon, I mean. corporate matrix pretty much closing down the whole thing. And it's not even glorious. Corporate matrix. Renee and Sir Isaac gone all the way across the screen. And I don't mean coming back, kind of cross the screen, neither. I mean what happens after it ends. Dreams of seven endings and seven beginnings, and begins, partially ends, and continues beginning. No, I mean after that. I mean, it's already begun again, and that's all you get. We already had our Magic Mountain year, ended about 10 days ago. Wild carpet ride, the fruits of which we haven't really seen yet, the nature of things and all. But this Father Knows Best matrix killing me. Just killing me. And if you're on the political spectrum, I'd advise you quickly get off. Just get off. You cannot have a position anymore about anything around here. I think that's what it's all about now. Here at ICE Station 29. It'll be years before the supply train comes in. We've been dug in beyond being dug in. We've got no more beards to grow or pornographical videos to stroke a tune. I mean, nothing was left a long time ago. I gotta get up early and shave.
That when a time, when the first time machine that a human is built, you won't be able to go back any further than the day and time that the time machine was first constructed.
Find what you are looking for? The inside?
Yeah. I think I... like I love you.
And everybody else.
Yeah, and everybody else.
It's easy now. Wait till tomorrow.
think about that tomorrow.
Robert, Adam, David, Ben, Robert.
The Abkhazians and the Azerbaijanis are famous, at least in the Soviet Union. They were studied for some 60 years because they routinely lived to be 120 to 140.
You are led to another room, and you are invited to recline on a piece of furniture that is quite unfamiliar to you and that molds itself to your body as you sit within it, and that feels vaguely alive as you sit within it. And it begins to change color and form as you change positions. And after a moment, you allow yourself to become quite comfortable and you recline and you realize that you are participating with a form of energy that is healing and teaching you as you are unfolded in its energy. Then you notice that there's one who has been standing there all this time, who was vague of form to start with and now takes form. And this being walks towards you, and the eyes are quite penetrating and quite deep and quite loving. And you look back at this being, etching to your mind who it is that you are seeing.
Cloud Nine. He's really not a bad sort. But when I'm in the lowest and darkest of pits, he always phones. In a most cheerful voice, he'll ask, "How you doing, buddy?" And I'll always have the same answer for him.
Assumption.
We don't know what the starting height was. It was burning when we walked in the room.
Okay.
It is now 7 inches tall.
How about the amount of melted wax?
If that may be a possibility.
I'm reaching out here, but...
Well, they're dripless candles, you know, they don't produce any wax. The point is, with carbon dating, you're measuring the decay of an element. Carbon 14 slowly decays. Nobody
yes,
questions that.
Yes, sir.
The half-life is a little less than 6,000 years.
Yes, sir.
But you're able to accurately measure how much carbon 14 is in the object today, and we can measure the decay rate today. And after that, we're basing this on assumptions. The real problem with carbon dating, or with any dating method actually, is all of them are calibrated against the geologic column, where if you find a dinosaur bone, it is automatically assumed to be 70 million years old, roughly, or 100 million years old. And therefore, if they uranium date it, or potassium argon date it, or whatever, if they don't get the answer that matches the geologic date, it becomes what's called an extraneous date, one that, well, they say, well, we know this isn't true, let's try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 21,000 dates obtained by carbon dating, 19,000 were rejected as extraneous.
In other words, if it doesn't fit their paradigm, they in effect simply reject it by putting it up on the shelf.
Oh, correct. Several years ago, penguins from Antarctica were carbon dated. They took bone samples out of living penguins.
Right.
And they were 8,000 years old by carbon dating.
No kidding.
Well, the theory, it's not useless. Willard Libby invented it in the early 50s, 1947 to 1953. I think in 53 he got a Nobel Prize for it. He knew some of the shortcomings of it, and people today certainly ought to know. The magnetic field of the Earth is getting weaker and weaker. We're slowly losing our magnetic strength. As the field gets weaker, more radiation from the sun gets in.
Yes.
And it's that same radiation that causes the formation of carbon-14.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it. So if you're going to assume that the amount of carbon-14 in the atmosphere today, which goes into the plants and ultimately into the animals, is the same as it was in the past, you've got a faulty assumption.
I can't find my way out. Oh, that's too bad. I'm on cloud nine. Need somebody to drink with? No, it's all right. Oh, remember my number, buddy. Give me a call sometime. Sure. I hang up and look at the phone. It's light green. If I can ever figure when that son of a bitch comes down off his speed, I'll dump him straight into his coffin.
That her and I was physical with one another.
Huh?
One time. She has said it. She's told her best friends. She told her mother. One time. The only time it ever happened between her and I. And we both felt bad about it. We both did everything we can do to see that it would never happen again. We, long before we knew the court, you know, the court was 30 days before we found out that they were going to do anything about it. We assumed it was an incident that had happened and was over with. And as I said, under that scenario, Nicole talked about it. Nicole was not a person that didn't talk about things that happened in her life to her close friends.
She wrote about it in her diary, and we heard her voice on the night.
You guys are so full of beans. She didn't have a diary.
No.
What she did then, it was during the course of the divorce. You ask any American out there who may have been going through a divorce, you say things that you don't want to say. But the facts of the matter is, when it came time for her to do a deposition, she told her lawyers, I will not say these things. They were attempting to get me to tear up my prenuptial agreement. I wouldn't tear it up. I said, are you going to say these things happened? She says, once she told them, I will not do it. They had it going through some wacko psychologist, Susan Ford or someone, and Nicole wrote a letter to her lawyers. This woman is nuts. She's trying to make OJ look like an animal, and I will not do this. She wrote that. Now, none of you media people talk about
this. You can honestly sit here and tell the American public that only one time you got into a physical altercation. And
only one time that I physically try to force my will on Nicole Simpson. One time only.
All right, we have to take you vow to dedicate your life and resources to find the, quote, real killers. People want to know. What are you doing? What have you done to find the quote-unquote real killer?
Well, I'm not going to go too much into detail, but fortunately for me, I've had a couple investigators who have been pretty diligent, and some volunteers, that all we can do at this point is we collect information. If you read these various books that have come out, even by Van Aaron Lang or by Mark Furman, there's some real illuminating things that are in there about things that were done during the trial, you know, like what bloody fingerprints Furman were mentioned. So you collect all that, you put it together. Until I can get someone in law enforcement to approach people like Faye Resnick, whom it's quite interesting, her credibility was so bad they couldn't put her on in either trial, even though they based much of what they tried to do to me on what she had to say. And people say it's only because of drugs. I said, no. You look at what she told Marsha Clark, and you look at the police reports when they went out to all of these venues and asked that this happened, even ex-boyfriends of Nicole who said no. I've always felt, and I feel in my heart, that the key to the deaths of these two people is through Faye Resnick.
Really?
Talk about coincidence. Here's a woman that was heavily into drugs, had a lot of problems in the last week of Nicole's life. For the first time, she had nowhere to go. She was virtually on the street. She went to Nicole's house. Nicole had to put her in a rehab that week, and a few days later she's dead. I believe that is the answer there. And this is a woman that stuff like this has happened before in her life.
In your mind, there's no doubt that you have any involvement in the death of Ron Goldman and Nicole Bingham.
I live in a neighborhood of murder. Even the roaches bit out the paper clip. And the helicopter circles and circles, smelling for blood. Searchlights leering down into our bathroom. And our two-lid cake under the mattress. Five guys in this court have pistols. Another a machete. We're all murderers and alcoholics. But there are worse in the hotel across the street. They sit in the green and white doorway, banal and depraved, waiting to be institutionalized. Here we each have a small green plant on our porches. And when we fight with our women at 3 a.m., we still speak in low voices. And outside of each of our porches is a small dish of food that is always eaten by morning, we presume, by the cat. I live in the whorehouse district of Los Angeles, which is right off of Hollywood Boulevard and Western. An action spot. Two horse collars. I'm hot now, he said, and lined a single to center. Next up, he tripled, then drew a walk. Fourth at bat, he homered. Fifth at bat, he doubled. I'm hot now, he said, then sang in the shower. When he got to his place, his woman wasn't there. He went to the dresser drawer and got what he needed, went over to Mike's and broke the door down. They were in bed together. At the last moment, he got the truth of it, changed his mind, put the gun into his mouth, and pulled the trigger. Next day, they had a rookie up from Memphis in his spot. The kid went 0 for 4, suckered on the changeup and the low and inside. But he was good with the women. And that's more important than any .364.
What's the badge number? Get the badge number.
Copy.
proud. I am to confirm my smile.
I'm just trying to make it right now. Y'all can come see me this week. But you know you gonna come. How you getting that gold up?
Make me think that he was all right, but I knew better. I could hear it in his voice. He was scared. He says he's not, but he is, because I feel like reality didn't set in now, you know. And you know, this is not no dream, or this is nothing made up. This is for real.
And has it affected, you know, your behavior in daily life?
Yes, that's very true. Such as our house is in desperate need of siding, new siding on it. And my husband says, well, when spring comes, let's put siding on the house. And I says, well, let's wait till after September 11th to put siding on the house. Raptured, then maybe the house needs siding. And there are things like when I get catalogs in the mail for clothes and shoes and this kind of stuff, and I look through the catalog and I toss the catalog down. I says, what am I looking in this for? What do I need new clothes for? I don't need any new clothes between now and the rapture. I don't need any new shoes. I can wear what I've got.
And has it affected, you know, your behavior in daily life?
Yes, that's very true. Such as our house is in desperate need of siding, new siding on it. And my husband says, well, when spring comes, let's put siding on the house. And I says, well, let's wait till after September 11th to put siding on the house. Raptured, then maybe the house needs siding. And there are things like when I get catalogs in the mail for clothes and shoes and this kind of stuff, and I look through the catalogs and I toss the catalog down. I says, what am I looking in this for? What do I need new clothes for?
Childbirth isn't natural. I'll let that sink in. Childbirth isn't natural. We're not.
I don't need any new clothes between now and the rapture. I don't need any new shoes. I can wear what I've got.
Childbirth.
Now, we know chain of custody. She wrote her initials on each and every one of those bundles. Now, no one at L.A. said they touched it.
But when you were under
arrest, let me finish. You're missing the point here. When those blood samples went to these various places to be tested, miraculously, her initials had disappeared. So where are they?
Isn't natural. I'll let that sink in.
You know, I would think it could also go the other way. You would think, okay, well, you know, after September, I'm going to be gone so I can have the extra dessert. Do you know what I mean?
I hadn't even thought of that.
Childbirth isn't natural. We're not supposed to give birth. We're not supposed to age or die. Did you know that? We're supposed to live forever. We're supposed to be in a garden right now, leaning against a tree naming animals. And the fact that you don't know the name of every animal in the world tells me something. You know what it tells me? We left the garden too soon. What's that? I don't know. It's a wombat. Shut up and go back to the garden. No rutting till you name all the animals. We have to have a beautiful world where children can come to. Okay? That would be knowing your world. Okay. Men don't want children. No man in this room wants children. Any man who thinks or says he wants children is no longer a man, but a pussy-whipped freak of nature who should be at home reading leather-bound copies of Donahue transcripts, renting Alan Alda films, and buying Michael Bolton CDs, because you're no longer a man and you're out of the man club.
So richtig abfüllen würde dich gerne, ne? Dich gerne in ein kleines perverses Schweinchen verwandeln, ne? Dann eignest du dich auch deutlich für die Avantgarde filmen, wenn du das kannst.
Wenn der Strahl Dollar werden will, musst du mit Lederhände pumpen.
Und wieso jetzt?
Ja.
Was pumpt ihr denn da? Die Eier. Pumpe.
Oh, ich krieg gar nicht den Loch. Guck mal.
Jetzt geht's gut. Der Brunnen in der Wüste, hä?
Ah.
So sieht's aus. Die
elektrische Gartenpumpe.
Ich hab den Knopf gefunden. Ja. Sieht's aus, ne? Das wird ja nicht mehr auf.
You're right.
Pass themselves off as Sheriff Reardon and his deputy. And I guess this is the first time the varmints have ever been outsmarted.
Lucky thing you turned that Weaver critter over to the real sheriff.
No luck to it. Just brains, that's all. You and Cleary come in here. We'll lock these critters up until I can write a letter to Texas.
Golly, did you hear that, Tano?
Crook beat lawman here. Sheriff think him smart. Him plenty down.
But the Sam Weaver, whoever he is, gee, this is something the Lone Ranger ought to know about.
That's right.
Come on, Victor.
Get him up, Scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes,
Please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story, Dan Reed and Tonto weren't exactly sure what was wrong at the Gunnison jail. They did know that the men they'd helped on the trail and brought into town were in trouble. Dan had long ago learned that the best thing to do in an emergency was to reach the Lone Ranger and give him all the facts as soon as possible. Consequently, he and Tonto lost no time. They urged their mounts forward with all possible speed and arrived at the Lone Ranger's camp in a short time.
Oh, I thought you two were going to spend the day hunting. Change your mind?
Somebody else changed it for us.
That's right.
What do you mean?
We met some men on the way to Rock Trip Canyon. We came way late and had the horses stolen by Bart Lynch.
So is it good eyes, Shatsy.
Heard that Lynch was in this territory.
And it's no problem with your telephone.
They were on their way to Gunnison to get a prisoner.
Is that so?
Tonto and I took them over.
Good.
I'm afraid it's not so good. They ran into trouble.
How?
The sheriff in Gunnison thinks that Sheriff Reardon and his deputy are Bart Lynch and one of his gang. At least I guess that's what happened. He put them in jail.
I've seen Sheriff Reardon in Larimer several times. Can he identify himself?
Maybe Tonto.
I thought strictly in the other concept that I don't need these things because I'm going to be given something so much better. I guess what I'm attempting to do is prepare for it, but also still prepare to keep on living in case my date is wrong, in case the date that I have is not correct.
Yeah.
I have told my sons, prepared both of my sons for the possibility that their father and mother might disappear.
And what were these conversations like with your sons? I would imagine that if they're not believers in the same way that you are, that could be a kind of a hard conversation to have.
Well,
that's crazy, right? I mean, that's not something we would ever want to do. But the technology is advancing so quickly and personal computers are so powerful.
You know, evolution did not end with us growing thumbs. You do know that, right? Didn't end there. We're at the point now where we're going to have to evolve ideas. The reason the world's so fucked up is we're undergoing evolution. And the reason our institutions, our traditional religions are all crumbling is because they're no longer relevant. They're no longer relevant. So it's time for us to create a new philosophy. And perhaps even a new religion, you see. And that's okay, because that's our right, because we are free children of God with minds who can imagine anything. And that's kind of our role. How do you evolve ideas? I'll give you an example right here. By the way, there are more dick jokes coming. Please relax. I know I'm starting to lose them a little bit here with this shit. I'm like digging a fucking hole right now. And another thing. Where the hell did Bill go? He dug himself right through the planet. I hear people heckling in Chinese right now. Why you don't do dick joke? Do dick joke. Win crowd back. No one wants to hear your philosophy. They want to hear dick joke. Wow, what a completely rational heckler. They paid to hear dick joke, not to hear you talk about the President Bush. Here's how you evolve an idea. I'll give you an example. Why is the drug czar of this country. Well, let's go back. Why do we have a drug czar in this country? A. B, why is he a cop? Why isn't he a guy in recovery who's had an alcohol and or drug addiction and overcome it? And why doesn't he help people with the same problem with compassion rather than condemnation? Why do we put people who are on drugs in jail? They're sick. They're not criminals. Sick people don't get healed in jail. See, it makes no sense. And if we evolve the idea, you see, the planet might be more compassionate and something like heaven might dawn. I want everyone here to take the 5 dried grams I taped under your all chairs right now. Under your chairs. Check them out. Check them out. Under your chair. Let's go, man. The fucking UFOs are waiting in the 5th dimension. Let's go! We'll do it later. We'll do it as a closer. Shit. Mushrooms grow naturally on the planet. They're against the law. Marijuana grows naturally on the planet. It's against the law. Do you think making nature against the law seems a bit, I don't know, unnatural?
That if we wanted to, we could do that. And that technology might well be available, say, in a college. And that is very troubling because not everybody is sane. Defense is much harder than offense, so it's very, very hard to figure out. We don't know how to defend against naturally occurring things.
Uh, 14 in the atmosphere is still increasing, largely due to the decline of the magnetic field. Willard Libby totally ignored that and said, well, you know, we know that the Earth's carbon 14 in the atmosphere would reach equilibrium in less than 30,000 years, and it's still not in equilibrium. And he said, and we know the Earth is more than 30,000 years old, therefore, this can be ignored. Well, now hold on. I think he's wrong that the Earth is not more than 30,000 years old. Carbon dating actually proves the Earth is less than 30,000 years old.
Does it prove the range of about 6,000 years?
No.
It doesn't.
The only way you're going to get 6,000 is by adding up the dates given in Scripture and by looking at reliable historic human records.
So there's no sign.
I'm not. Become athletic by association.
No, that's right. It does not.
And evolution does not become scientific by association. It's true it's thoroughly mixed in our curriculum, and that's the fault of the educators in the last 100 years who've allowed this to happen. But that still doesn't make it science. They might want it to be, and they might loudly proclaim that it is, but all their, you know, telling the lie long enough and loud enough and often enough, like Hitler said, you know, might make the people believe it, but it doesn't make it true.
What should be?
I would examine a much bigger question first. You know, should we even have public schools?
Well,
if you start there, the problem is solved. According to the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, they shouldn't even exist. Every state should run their own schools.
Having said that, though, they are there.
Okay, they are there. So I think students should be taught the truth. And probably the issue of creation, evolution, is so emotionally charged from both sides,
yes,
that it is impossible to address the subject without offending somebody.
So you would then not teach it at all?
Right. I would say, hey, let's present the facts. We're going to learn biology. Here's the muscles. Here's the bones. Here's the blood vessels. Learn these names.
So when young Johnny said, Dr. Hovind, please, I want to know, where did I come from? You would have to say,
we can't discuss that.
We can't talk about that here in school.
Once that happened, I thought, if I took this plate, an 8 by 24 foot plate, and wedged it into the corner, it would probably freestand. So I had to drop the idea that I was going to handle it myself, and I had to go get riggers. And I had to get cranes. But I had worked in steel mills as a kid. So that idea of taking a big plate, 8 by 24 feet long, and wedging it into the corner and having it freestand was pretty much unheard of. Because
Come here, ZBC. Standing by our motto over here at HQ, out of nothing, nothing. All the rest, if you want any, got a DUI or a DWI or BYO. Everything virtual nothing recreated here in the virtual from nothing. Release your grip, Johnny. Could be anything. Corporate Matrix could go on for a while. I have no clue anymore. I can't even retrieve a la McLuhan. I believe even McLuhan is out of McLuhan. Of course, it'll all be reappearing on the other screen. If you have that capacity, that is. And since we are the pin with our mind passing through our head, it could be a little unclear. WZBC again. If I say it enough times, you might believe me. Audio video out of Newton. Adjust the modulator for your particular combination. Thought I missed that. Nothing out of nothing. From nothing and continue on. I think that eliminates just about everything except whatever's left. That's where we are today, my friends. At least that's where I am. And since you don't exist, I'll just have to carry on. No, it's not a solipsism. That's just agitprop from the reflectors placed at perilous angles high above. So what do you do when you don't have a clue? If you are so privileged to have none, that is, that's what you do. Write in the diary, put it on audio tape, store it in the burn-proof, out-of-room box. One of many backup fail-safes. And just keep on recording. New metaphysics right now. That vainglorious programming group of smaller units. Appearing regularly out of phase on the some system of the internet. NewMetaphysics.com, of course, a site running on that bad software from Microsoft, I have to admit, thus encountering the 10,000 blows of faux intricacy. Many of the walking male corpses are so delighted with. And then, of course, the studio475.com/new metaphysics site, standing proudly with Apple elegance, currently shot down by Verizon. An echo from underneath the canyon from Microsoft, probably, since they are deeply intertwined with the phone companies worldwide right now. Phone companies on the move. Running from the jaws of AOL at every turn. As the five global media companies circling the wagons for movies on demand, the phone companies won't let them deliver. It's just a miscommunication, I tell you. It's a cross linking of incompatibilities in the matrix. It's not the computer robots that are going to get you. That's silly. It's that network in the sky, that pod of body snatchers catching you when you're sleeping the other way. Out there. They've gone past the end game, gone past the closing, homing end. They're ad-libbing now. Vice presidents, vice presidents everywhere. White papers.
Osman Gazi, Türk tarihinin ve cihan tarihinin devletlerinden birinin temel taşını koyan adam. Osman Gazi'nin hayatı ve gazaları destan halinde anlatılır. Genç cengaver Şeyh
Edebali'ye
misafir olmuştu. O gece bir rüya gördü.
And the keyholes,
Şeyh'in gözünden çıkıp doğan bir
of course, the corporate corporeum,
delikanlı,
mad knitting matrix, is coming in through the cracks, picking up the breadcrumbs, little bits of cheese. They'll lick you dry. think they came. And I believe they did. Because they are smoking.
Dağlardan çağlayan sular iniyordu. Bu sulardan kimi insanlar içer, kimi...
For the most part, was still leaning on painting. People were still cutting out shapes and welding them together. So even if you look at the best of Picasso and the best of Calder or whomever, it still looks like 3D painting. No one had ever dealt with the problem of how steel was really used in the Industrial Revolution.
Kind and polite to me. What they were really feeling inside was not revealed on the outside. The 38-year-old, when I was telling him all this, and he just sat there with this big grin on his face and this sparkle in his eye, and I couldn't tell whether he was happy for me because I had such a beautiful hope or whether he was secretly laughing at me. I don't know.
How much of your time, how much of your thinking does it consume?
I can think of little else. I go out for a walk and I talk with God and I'm just so anxious to see him and to be in his realm. It's just such a beautiful living hope for me that that hope is with me all day long. I lie in bed at night and think about it it's a beautiful hope. It's difficult because people have been predicting the return of the Lord for centuries.
Right.
In even the early church thought he was going to return in their day. So I have people telling me, well, why do you think your date's any different than anybody else's date? None of them have ever come true, so how do you know yours is going to come true? I don't know that it is. I'm hoping that it is.
Marilyn Agee lives in California. Like Bonnie Gaunt, she studies Bible prophecy and has tried to compute the length of all the events in the Bible to figure out when the end time would begin. She's the author of three books on this subject. The latest is Heaven Found. Last year, she set a date for the rapture, May 31st, Pentecost. What did you do the day before? I mean, that must have been such a momentous day.
I have a web page up called Bible Prophecy Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I answer email constantly. I was answering email. And I meant to stay up all night because the Jews stay up all night. And my back hurts so bad. I live in pain. I have lots of pain. So it hurt so bad I went to lay down just for a few minutes just to rest my back and was going to go back and answer email. Left my computer on and everything. And I woke up in my clothes the next morning. I didn't get a chance to stay up all night. I hope I can do better this way, this time. I want to stay up.
Did anybody try to stay awake with you?
No, uh-uh.
Hmm. Like Jesus in the garden.
Yeah, they couldn't stay awake.
Yeah.
And I couldn't either. And I meant to.
I'm going to win. And sometimes I don't, but I thought the book would sell. I think it's a good book. I think it has a message. I think young people will like it because it has a message to them. But overall, I think the main theme of the book is that we need to make changes in this country and we need to make them in corporate America. And it can be done, and working together, it will be done.
Good seeing you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
One of my favorite people, T. Boone Pickens, Jr. The book is Boone. It is published by Houghton Mifflin, already appearing
up there on the major list.
Seller list, and well-deserving of it. He's quite a guy. The guest, T. Boone Pickens, Jr. The book is Boone. The
publisher is Houghton Mifflin.
¶¶
ask your mom?
Yeah, which schools do on all sorts of other topics. They should with this one, really.
When young Johnny said, Dr. Hovind, please, I want to know, where did I come from? You would have to say...
We can't discuss that.
We can't talk about that here
right.
in school. Ask your mom?
Yeah, which schools do on all sorts of other topics. They should with this one, really. If we're going to have public schools, which I think is a very big if, and I would strongly recommend we not have them at all, but if we're going to have them, then certainly there are certain topics that they simply should not be allowed to be... if they promote evolution, they are promoting a religion. If they promote creation, they're promoting a religion.
So evolution...
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Dave, although you took very thorough precautions in the pod against my hearing you, I could see your lips move.
Jobs are created. The other 15%, which are the companies that that are identified as investment grade bonds, that's the Fortune 500. Now, the 85% that use junk bonds in America to finance their companies for growth or whatever else, those are the entrepreneurs in this country. That's where the jobs are created. That's where the jobs are created. Where the jobs are. The other 15%, or else, those are the entrepreneurs in this country. That's where the jobs are. Jobs are created.
Really meant to.
When you woke up, what was it like?
Well, I just knew it didn't happen. So, back to the drawing board. What is there? What clue is there that I didn't see?
You must have been so disappointed that morning.
Oh, of course, because I've been counting on it since 1969.
Yeah.
Be all right.
think you got a fair trial, George. What he's accused of, nobody, I'll go to my grave saying if nobody could make me think my baby did this, and he got a bum deal in court. He really did. It's bad when you don't have no money. If you have money, money, a lot of people say money don't mean nothing, but that's not true, because if you have money, money works out a whole lot of stuff. And we just didn't have it.
Love you.
I love you too.
I'm gonna call.
All right.
I'm gonna call.
I know you will.
Come on, y'all. Say, Sarge, where I can walk out there with her? I ain't
think
so.
Yeah.
I love you.
Hold on.
We got
that
right here.
Welder's phone.
Right here.
Give him your ID. Shriven.
Right here.
Henderson.
Yeah.
Wembley.
That's it.
All right.
Let's
see. Okay, I'll tell
them to us so we can pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come together, touching and agreeing, and ask you to forgive us for our sins and forgive the sins of anybody who sinned against us.
It took Ashanti Witherspoon over 10 years to go from the lowest status inmate to become a Class A trustee. He and a handful of other prisoners at Angola are allowed to participate in programs that take them out of the prison and throughout the state of Louisiana.
Amen.
P. Ruff.
Yo, open up.
What a spoon. Right.
Something. I wasn't cast down, and my faith is so strong, there's no possible way that it could interfere with that. Nothing. They could kill me and I wouldn't give an inch, you know.
We ain't gonna vote this thing out. We suffering from. When you suffer from cancer, buddy, you can take two Tylenol. Mm-hmm. You can take some Tylenol with codeine every 4-6 hours. You got to get it again. The only way we're gonna stop this cancer, buddy, is to kill it. Because if you don't stop it, it will kill you.
Mm.
That's the way cancer works.
Exactly.
See, I found cancer in your breast. She's like, boom, boy, I got to cut it off.
It's for stasis, its weight, its counterbalance. And I had worked as a kid not only in steel mills, but around steel. So I knew its potential. And it was like for me going to the paint store. For me to go order up a few tons of lead or steel wasn't a problem. It wasn't problematic. But do you believe that if you hadn't had that experience, you might not have ever done? For sure. For sure. If I hadn't come from a working class background, if I hadn't worked in steel mills, it would have never happened.
Gave you something no one else had, the capacity to understand the raw material.
The potential.
And the potential of weight.
Weight and mass counterbalance gravity, and that means that the notion of the object or the specificity of the object as art was pretty much over for me. I really wanted to get into the expanded field of have people walk into and through and around. Now, sculpture hadn't done much of walking into, through, and around. That was the provenance of architecture. So how do you deal with sculpture where you walk into and through and around and avoid architecture? Maybe I can make space as much part of the content as the material, the steel, which is a vessel just to trap the space. So space, as my work evolved, really became my subject. The steel right now, even though I know how to articulate it, know how to bend it, and I even know how to make it look very flexible now, is just a vehicle to make the spatial experience one that people understand.
Got a headache.
Humidity would only
let up. Monumental. There's no humidity.
Sinus,
hey, it's so beautiful. It's
oh,
clear, perfectly clear.
You don't have
winter.
Any sinus?
Oh, my sinuses are perfect. I'm in perfect shape. I just went to the doctor.
The
doctor said I have the heart and the lungs of a 25-year-old man.
So how long do you think you're going to live?
Everything else is falling apart.
If I die tomorrow, I'll still have better lungs than you do.
Well, your lungs are okay. You want to play a little canasta?
No, I don't like canasta.
I don't like canasta.
How about bridge? I mean, want to play bridge?
I'd love to play some bridge.
Get a fourth of bridge.
All right,
we can
get somebody.
A canasta isn't?
Canasta's got a little life, a little spunk.
You don't like bridge? What's wrong with bridge?
It's a boring game.
Way that it could interfere with that. Nothing, they could kill me and I wouldn't give an inch, you know.
This piece starts out with a movement that's closed, and as you walk it, it opens, then it leans to the right, and then leans to the left.
Light. That brilliant, blazing energy, brighter than 1,000 suns, which is locked up in everything. Now imagine this. Imagine you're seeing it. You see aureoles round Buddhas, like you see the beatific vision at the end of Dante's Paradiso. Vivid, vivid light, so bright that it's like the clear light of the void in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's beyond light.
Imagining that all sorts of people would be making these things in just their bathroom.
You're right that you're thankful that Theodore Kaczynski was a mathematician and not a molecular biologist.
Right. He is the crazy that, in some sense, that Frank Herbert imagined in the novel The White Plague, except, you know, he didn't have access to those tools. He used a network to deliver his devices. Service, you know, that really aided his efforts because it allowed him to stay anonymous. And self-replication also tends to allow people that perpetrate things to be anonymous. For example, the person who attacked the internet with the denial of service attack did it by attacking Yahoo by replicating lots of copies of the program that was attacking, so it was all over the place. And we haven't yet, to my knowledge, tracked that person down. I should say that I'm an optimist about these technologies. I believe that wonderful things are possible with genetic, and then we have to deal with any random person can create an enormous amount of...
Go in through the emergency airlock.
They shellac everything. They'll say, hey, you got some spaghetti? Let's shellac it.
It's like an orange, pear, apple.
It's an apple corn.
All right.
Oh, my God, there's another one. We got to check this out.
Interested in that particular story element or narrative element.
that of the unreliable narrator, particularly when you are given very strongly that narrator's point of view.
She collected? Obviously not.
All right, but the point is, when you were under oath on the civil trial, you didn't say that. You had no explanation.
How can I talk about what they collected? How do I know what they collected?
Well, but
as I'm telling you right now, the blood that went to Selmark, and that was not what she processed.
All right, you say you have people looking for the real killers. How do you explain that all the evidence so far points just to you?
I disagree with you. Told there were hair and fibers that didn't belong to me anywhere. There was blood in the Bronco, a four Leo that didn't go to me, Nicole, or anyone. There were blood supposedly collected that had EDTA in it, even though it was them who said, "Oh, if there's EDTA in here, we'll admit it was planted." But if it's not, they got to admit that he committed these crimes. They sent him to the FBI labs. There's EDTA in it. The FBI guy comes on the stand and flat out lies. It's been proven since then, ladies and gentlemen, that this man is a liar. Even the FBI called him a liar.
This piece starts out with a movement that's closed, and as you walk it, it opens, then it leans to the right, and then leans to the left. This piece is called Sylvester, who was a critic in London for about 50 years, probably the most influential critic after the Second World War. And in the last 5 years of his life, we became great friends, and he passed away recently, and I dedicated this piece to him. This piece is more gracious than Bellamy in that the movement through the passage is more generous and the opening space is much more cylindrical than oval. The other piece, Bellamy, is much more compressed and has a very, very tight elevation as you move through it. And actually the movement seems to propel you through it.
Through the film, but to me it had always been a problem to come up with the appropriate reason for the narrator being unreliable, because to me it's never been interesting enough, if the guy is just lying or if he's dreaming or whatever.
That's why. The American flag, it symbolizes freedom and justice for all mankind. Throughout the land, millions of Americans are proudly displaying the flag. American Freedom Collection. Two quick display flags, Old Glory, and the exclusive America flag. Each flag is made of resistant material. A window in seconds. Just slide the slot in the window. It's that easy. It looks great on mailboxes, bikes, trucks, even inside. The American Freedom Collection also includes four reusable peel-and-place flags. There's no glue. Just peel off the flag, and it'll cling to any smooth surface. Call now and receive your personal American Freedom pin. You get everything. The Old Glory flag, the God Bless America flag, the peel-and-place flags, and flag pin. The entire American Freedom Collection for just $14.99.
So get him done.
To order your American Freedom Collection for only $14.99 plus shipping, have your credit card or checkbook ready, and call 1-800-437.
Bir çalgıyım göğsüne yaslanmış, parmaklarından çıkar iniltilerim. Dudağı 7 yıllık sirkeye tatlılık verir. Kuru dikenler de gülünden güzelleşir.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go, the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it. Sorry if anyone here is Catholic. I'm not sorry if you're offended. I'm actually sorry just the fact that you're Catholic. Got to be one of the most ludicrous fucking beliefs ever. Like these vampire priests sink their twin fangs of guilt and sin into you as a child and suck your joy of life out of you the rest of your fucking existence. And I love watching the Pope bounce around in his little Pope mobile. That's got to be hoot number one on my fucking CNN list. I want a whole show of the Pope just bouncing around on that all-terrain Pope-mobile with the 3 feet of bulletproof plexiglass around it. Boy, there's faith in action. See, you know he's really the spokesman for God, because only God's spokesman would need plexiglass bulletproof, don't you think? Don't y'all read that the same way?
I didn't tell her what I really thought, but I never said that he was faking. Just that his condition was mental, not physical. I found out later that she went home and gave Sammy his final exam.
Sammy? It's time for my shot.
She knew beyond a doubt that he loved her. So she found a way to test him.
I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threat, or talk about the threat that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. Day with an abiding faith in America and an audacious faith in the future of mankind.
My shot.
She really thought she'd call his bluff.
There you go.
Or she just didn't want to live with the things she'd put him through.
He said he tested his own blood, the same levels. Marcia Clark, you remember her words. It's in the food we eat. We all have it in us. Well, since this time, the public may not know, the scientific community has commissioned two studies. And both studies are coming back. It is impossible to detect EDTA in the system. The body does not process EDTA. And 1 hour after my civil jury, 1 hour after they deliberated, when they couldn't read the papers, the FBI gives a press conference. They said that their labs have been skewing evidence to help the prosecution. And the main guy in this is Roger Martz, this guy who testified against me. Now, why didn't they give that press conference before my jury? Why didn't they let him bring him into the court and testify? You know, they gave him what they told him.
you couldn't understand or explain what happened. He's been in a home ever since. He doesn't even know that his wife is dead. I was wrong about Sammy, and I was wrong about his wife. She wasn't interested in the money. She just needed to understand his problem. His brain didn't respond to conditioning, but he wasn't a con man. And when she looked into his eyes, she thought he could be the same person. When I looked into his eyes, I thought I saw recognition. Now I know you fake it. If you think you're supposed to recognize somebody, you just pretend to. You bluff it to get a pat on the head from the doctors. You bluff it to seem less of a freak. Or a drug dealer.
How time flies. Just look at this. It's time once again for
Shortcuts.
Now 10 meters from docking. Closing rate is down to 0.1 meters per second.
There was small roll misalignment. It's okay, it goes back to the center.
Okay, that's close enough for me.
As good as you say.
Thank you. Man. At 7 meters. From the first initial contact of the docking probe on the Soyuz to the station.
13 left, tank, that's too far.
About 1.5 degrees to the right.
Standing by for contact.
Very full of
grace. Slowly move to the center. Okay.
Today.
Please stop now, turn the cassette over at this point, and begin playing side two.
Anything that you'll miss about Earth?
Not much. Things are getting so bad here, and I have so much pain here, and I think how nice it will be to have a day without pain. I haven't had a day without pain since I was 30 years old, and I'm 70.
You were saying before that you have back pain.
Oh, I have muscular spasms, and they can hit anywhere. I was awake 2 times the night with my feet cramping just last night. Had to take quinine and Motrin.
And so after the rapture?
After the rapture, I won't have any more pain. That'll be nice.
Marilyn Agee has recalculated her chronology since our interview back in 1999. She now believes that the rapture will occur on Pentecost of this year, which is May 28th.
Myself.
be like an updo.
An updo consists of any type of finger wave, pin curls, rollers, anything that they bring the hair up and create a full style. It could actually be even something avant-garde.
The back is going to look like a net, and the up top is going to go in the ponytail. Going to put some extension in the middle of it so it could be big and stuff. It's going to have silky dreads and probably one streak of color. I always wanted to do this since I was 6 years old. Because I used to always cut my Barbie doll's hair.
Barbies.
Then my mother would get mad. My sister would have all her dolls. And me, I would always cut, take color markers and streak their hair. I want the world to know Renard.
What have I done?
Hey, mister, I need help. There's a guy in here. He's hurt bad. We got to get him to a doctor.
All right. I don't know what happened. I've got this memory thing. Do I know you?
No, don't worry. I'm a cop.
Still breathing?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe.
What the hell are you guys doing down here?
Well, I don't remember. I have this condition.
Well, I hope it's not as serious as his, because this guy's dead.
So you remember me now, huh? You are a fucking cop.
Yeah, and I'm the guy to help you find him.
Get up.
Get up.
Lenny, you got the wrong idea.
Who is that?
He knew me. Of course he did. He raped your wife. He fucked up your brain.
Bullshit. He's not the guy.
His name is James F. Grant. John G. Check your tattoos.
What was he bringing the 200 grand for?
What?
What was it for?
A load of amphetamines I told him I had.
Is this a drug deal?
No. Yeah, that and your thing. Look, Leonard, Jimmy's your guy. I just figured we'd make a few dollars on the side.
How did he know me?
The discount end. He dealt out of there. The guy at the front desk let him know if anybody came snooping around. He called Jimmy the minute he saw you taking a picture of the dump.
You're fucking using me.
No! You get half!
He knew about Sammy. Why would I tell him about fucking Sammy?
You tell everybody about Sammy. Everybody will listen. Remember Sammy Jacobs? Remember Sammy Jacobs? Great story. Gets better every time you tell it. So you lie to yourself to be happy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Betty!
How do you like that, John? The only thing that could be worse was you've lived too long. But you lived long enough already. Like, forget the vitamins. It's time for you to croak. Oh! I'm also outraged by something else. I brought this back from my last stay at a Holiday Inn. And in the room, which was a nice room, there was this beautiful card in every language in creation. Here's one, it looks like it's Japanese. Of course, I cannot read. It could be Korean, but I think it's Japanese or it's Chinese. But then there's this announcement. Bitte wissen Sie heute die Woche Holiday Inn. Hat das Programm. Conserving for tomorrow, which they then translate into Deutsch, bewahren für morgen, geschaffen eine, etc. Well, what this says in English is, Holiday Inn Worldwide has created Conserving for Tomorrow, an energy-saving plan that works to decrease our impact on the environment. As part of Conserving for Tomorrow, it is our policy to launder guest room linens every 3 days for our guests staying multiple nights. If you would like your linens changed today, kindly place this hanger on your door. Please change linens today. In other words, John, Holiday Inn has found a way to cut back on expenses, to save money. by letting you sleep on dirty sheets. And so the new Holiday Inn policy is you sleep on dirty sheets for 2 out of 3 nights. Thank you very much, for the same price. But instead of saying, hey, we're saving money by letting you sleep in dirty sheets, you know, with your sweat and your semen stains and all of that stuff and your wet spots, and for those of you who are incontinent, your urine stains, you're going to sleep in those for 2 days because we're saving money. But instead of admitting that, Holiday Inn says this is part of, are you ready, conserving for tomorrow, or bewahren für morgen, as part of, to decrease our impact on the environment. Well, how about the environment of your bed sheets with their semen and urine and all? Thank you, Holiday Inn. Jeez, Tilly! I tell you, John, the world is going to hell in a handbasket when Holiday Inn lets you stew literally in your own juices. Yeah. Bleah.
No portion of this program can be reproduced without the express written consent of CBS Radio. All rights reserved. The G. Gordon Liddy Station, WJFK Radio.
Several bulletins that have come in from the wires of the Associated Press. The first, well, they're both actually datelined the Supreme Court of the United States.
I went to the moon in my maiden form bra. I dreamed I went to the bottom of the ocean in my maiden form bra.
One of the most skillful ad campaigns ever, I Dreamed, ran for 20 years, and the phrase became part of the pop culture.
You know, what, 10 foot by 10 foot in most cases, and you got 4 guys in there shooting right next to you. One slip, and it's over.
Mr. Joy, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Without your space helmet, Dave, you're going to find that rather difficult.
Hell, I won't argue with you anymore.
It's so bright. And you watch it receding from you. And on the edges, like a great star that becomes a rim of red.
He can move in for the kill, one quick right through the throat, he knows that'll take care of you, and I'll tell you, he won't get no blood on him, because your blood pressure will have been gone down. From that cut in your wrist.
And beyond that, a rim of orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And you see this great mandala appearing, this great sun. And beyond the violet, there's black, black, like obsidian, not flat black, but transparent black, like...
In your wrist, went from your wrist to your elbow and to the bone. And he stepped back from you. And you wondered for just a second in a rational moment, why didn't it just move in for the kill? He didn't want none of your blood on him. He'd never have to actually touch you with his hands, no.
Do it. Who cares if there's a few little details you'd rather not remember?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Newton. WZBC. Some radio got away from us. Please find it a home. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Just pumping tane down on the bayou. WZBC.org stream. No video, however, unless you have a special permit from your authority. But the video isn't all it's cracked up to be. Besides, you got the audio. Just do what you can. NewMetaphysics.com for little blast from past. Studio475.com/NewMetaphysics/from past. Should be back up in a few days. You know how great the technology is in this greatest land of Auron. Here around the campfire, where we forgot to have dinner, I think. In the land o' plenty. Go to bed without dinner. Little Johnny kind of thing. And don't tell me about that oceanic feeling you had in the middle of the night. Sooner forgot. Well, I've got it. I've got it all inside, as the aphorism would state. I just need to unravel it. Grab a albumin-ridden photog of myself, some new age format, and unravel it. Live with it. Penetrate corporate matrix as long as I can tread. And hope it passes the early morning shower. Early morning. Of a workaday. I said early. I don't care if your holy sleep is less than satisfactory. I don't care if you didn't follow the optimum rules of mechanical body maintenance. I don't care how much mail you get. Corporate white little tri-folded papers. I don't care how many phones you've got. You got to get through the early morning cold shower.
Oh no. Your wife surviving the assault. Her not believing your condition. The torment and pain and anguish tearing her up inside.
GaryG4 at Mac.com. Communicate with the major. GaryG numeral 4. Price per part. MAC.com. As it is said, communicate with Major.
Insulin.
That's Sammy. Not me. I told you about Sammy.
Yeah, right. Like you tell yourself over and over again. Conditioning yourself to remember. Learning through repetition.
Sammy let his wife kill herself. Sammy ended up in an institution.
Sammy was a con man. A faker.
I never said that Sammy was faking.
Exposed him for what he was. A fraud.
But I was wrong. That's the whole point. Sammy's wife came to me.
Sammy didn't have a wife. It was your wife who had diabetes.
Ein bisschen mehr Einsatz können wir schon erwarten hier, oder was? Hm? Na, rein den Kopf da richtig. Da kommt noch einer. Genau, richtig gegurgelt hier.
Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Have here is the Supreme Court.
Why can't they bring back or remake good shows like BJ and the Bear? Now there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
Which?
But they're engaged.
Doesn't matter, it can't happen.
Why not? It's bound to come up.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes can handle the sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake. His Kryptonian biological makeup is enhanced by Earth's yellow sun. If Lois gets a tan, the kid could kick right through her stomach. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid. The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him. Kyrgyzstan is not part of the food court.
Well, of course it is.
The food court is downstairs. The cookie stand is upstairs. It's not like we're talking quantum physics here.
The cookie stand counts as an eatery. The eateries are part of the food court.
Bullshit. Eateries that operate within the designated square downstairs qualify as food court. Anything outside of said designated square is considered an autonomous unit for mid-mall snacking. Now, if you're going to wax intellectual about the subject...
Al?
What you call a bootleg person who goes over in our kind, and there they were talking, preparing for the bootleg conclave, again, which is an organization that means advisors to the king.
Right.
And I think that we as a group of people need to know who it is
And again, blazing out of the black as the yang comes from the yin, more light. Going, going, going. And along with this light, there comes sound.
Ask for me. Ask for assistance. And then listen to what is shared with you. He would just let you bleed for a minute, and then he would come in and take out a little space across your neck.
My wife wasn't diabetic.
You sure?
Kind of across your neck.
Ouch!
Cut it out.
She wasn't diabetic. You think I don't know my own wife?
Kind of bring it down. Quick! Across your neck,
And then I heard I was being arrested, and at one point I looked at AC and I said, take me to Nicole's grave. I was very depressed. I just wanted the pain in me to stop.
Slowly move to the center, exactly.
In the first year of the 21st century, there is strange and wondrous beauty, startling experiences.
become much more implicated in the feeling of light. And this one has a much more gracious volume, much more of an amphitheater kind of effect in the inside.
You didn't have no knife. You found out he had a straight razor.
Friends, I can tell you, I felt forgiven. And when I was done praying, I looked at Ralph. He said, "Why, Becky, your countenance has changed." I said, "What's a countenance?"
There's a sound so tremendous with the white light that you can't hear it. So piercing that it seems to annihilate the ears. But then, along with the colors, the sound goes down the scale in harmonic intervals, down, 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 until it gets to a deep, thundering bass, which is so vibrant that in turn it turns into something solid.
Renee seems so coarse anyway. What was it like to date her?
Ever slept with somebody?
Yeah.
No, I mean really slept with somebody beside them, not just fucked them on a gaming table.
We slept together one time, remember, in high school, at a ski trip.
That was you? Yes, Brody, I have slept beside many people.
All right. You know how when someone lays with their back to you and you lay behind them really close and you throw one arm over them?
Called spooning.
Yeah, but you gotta put the other arm somewhere. You can either lay on it or just shove it in between your bodies. The only other option is to stretch it above your head. But sometimes my arm pops out of socket when I'm sleeping like that. So I was constantly searching for some place to keep my arm while still laying close to her.
And?
What do you mean, and? That's like a metaphor for our whole relationship.
A straight razor.
Oftentimes in our family room, our living room space is limited. If you have this chair flush against a wall, and I know that everybody worries about this, because if it's against the wall, because in my family room it's very important, because where we have it set up...
I'm going to do it for you. Continue dialing in. I'll see you back here in just a couple of moments. Don't go away.
He drove me to Nicole's gravesite down in the Laguna area. We drove up, we looked at the gate, and there was a cop car covering the entry to the cemetery, which... How would we know unless we were there? We went and parked for a while, and then AC, I think, got out of the car to use the restroom or something. And then when he came back, he noticed I had a gun, and he said, I'm taking you home.
Why'd you have a gun?
My money. I don't know, just the pressure. Yeah, first of all, the reason I had a gun in the beginning of the week was somebody had just killed my former wife, and from all indications had been at my house, because we're hearing about a bloody mask and all of this junk behind my home at that particular time.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I guess I can only make you remember the things you want to be true. Like old Jimmy down there.
He's not the right guy.
He was to you. Come on, you got your revenge. Enjoy it while you still remember. What difference does it make whether he was your guy or not?
It makes all the difference.
Why? You're never going to know.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
I will. Somehow.
You won't remember.
When it's done, I will know. It'll be different.
Well, I thought so too. In fact, I was sure of it, but you didn't. That's right. The real John G. I helped you find him over a year ago. He's already dead.
Don't lie to me anymore.
Look, Lenny. I was the cop assigned to your wife's case. I believed you. I thought you deserved a chance for revenge. I'm the one that helped you find the other guy in your bathroom that night. The guy that cracked your skull and fucked your wife. We found him. You killed him. But you didn't remember. So I helped you start looking again, looking for the guy you already killed.
Oh, yeah? So who was he?
Just some guy. I mean, does it even matter who? No reason, Lenny. No conspiracy, just bad fucking luck. A couple of junkies too strung out to realize your wife didn't live alone. But when you killed them, I was so convinced that you'd remember. But it didn't stick. Like, nothing ever sticks. Like, this won't stick. I took that picture. Just when you did it. Look how happy you are. I wanted to see that face again.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Fuck you. I gave you a reason to live, and you were more than happy to help. You don't want the truth. You make up your own truth, like your police file. It was complete when I gave it to you. Who took out the 12 pages?
You, probably.
No, it wasn't me. See, it was you.
Why would I do that?
To create a puzzle you could never solve? You know how many towns, how many John G's or James G's? I mean, shit, Lenny, I'm a fucking John G.
Your name's Teddy.
My mother calls me Teddy. My name's John Edward Gamble. Cheer up. There's plenty of John G's for us to find. All you do is moan. I'm the one that has to live with what you've done.
And this piece probably throws you off balance, or you don't lose your coordinates as much as you do in Bellamy. From here, the outside looks more like, say, the prow of a ship. To give you some idea of the decentering, I think it would be best if we just walk through this piece and shoot upward at the sky, and you'll have an idea of what happens to the outside of the curvature of the plate.
Parachuting might be the most dangerous insertion method employed by the SEALs. While high-altitude, low-opening military freefall, called a halo, is a potentially devastating means of attack, one mistake in concentration while falling through the sky at 125 miles per hour, and the moment of truth is short.
Gripping. It's gripping.
put it all together. You, you wander around, you're playing detective. You're living a dream, kid. A dead wife to pine for. A sense of purpose to your life. A romantic quest that you wouldn't end, even if I wasn't in the picture.
I should kill you.
Quit it, Lenny. Come on. You're not a killer.
That's why you're so good at it.
Come on, what are you doing? You know what time it is? It's beer o'clock. I'm buying. Fuck.
I'm not a killer. I'm just someone who wanted to make things right. Can I just let myself forget what you've told me? Can I just let myself forget what you've made me do? G to look for. You're John G. So you can be my John G. Do I lie to myself to be happy? In your case, Teddy. Yes, I will.
Because the guy you just killed owns it. Somebody will recognize it.
You know, I think I'd rather be mistaken for a dead guy than a killer. I might hang on to this for a while.
Lenny. Look, don't let me... Will you help me find the keys? Help me find my keys. Lenny! I'm no different.